This is Cameron Crawford with Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0. Now, first of all, I want to thank you and say congratulations. You're about to become a master of social manipulation because you've now got your hands on a body of knowledge that is light years beyond the rest of the world, and armed with this technology, you will have the upper hand in any social dynamic or any social situation. This knowledge will put you 50 moves ahead of anyone you talk to. So if you're looking for covert hypnosis, and if you're looking for mind control, and if you're looking for persuasion tactics, then you're in the right place. Because this is the real deal. This is Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0. And you can use these techniques out there in the real world, anywhere you want, with anyone you want, anytime, any place, completely unannounced, and you can come in completely under the radar, so no one even knows you're using Black Ops Hypnosis. Now, I just want to take a second here to clarify something, and that is that I'm in no way talking about using these techniques for bad or for making people do immoral things. Because when I refer to this kind of persuasion or mind control, you need to understand that it's the same kind of stuff that people use every day, but just on a more advanced level. And in fact, one of the most common places you will see these kind of techniques used is in the advertising industry. So as an example, next time you're watching TV, just take a minute to notice how when the advertisements come on, they all tend to follow a very similar process. They all show you sexy people having fun, having a good time, and they make those images bigger, brighter, and closer, and they bring you into it. They elicit those positive feelings that they want you to feel about the product, and then boom, there's the image of that product, or the product name, or the product logo. So what they've done is they've attached those good, positive feelings to their brand so that next time you see the product in the store, you feel good about buying it. Now, if you're new to Black Ops Hypnosis or just hypnosis and NLP in general, then you've probably never heard of this concept called anchoring. But that's just one of the many techniques that we're going to be talking about as we progress through this Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 course. Now, most people probably don't think about advertisements that much. But the truth is that they're designed in a way to get you to buy the product, and that's what real mind control is about. That's what Black Ops Hypnosis is about. It's about using what works to get you a desired result. And people use this stuff every day in all types of situations, but 9 times out of 10, people just don't know that they're doing it. And the truth is, you've probably used a few of these techniques in your lifetime, but you just didn't know that you were using them. So what I hope you get from this course is an understanding about how these skills work and an understanding of how you can use them in everyday life. And once you do, you won't even know how you used to get through your life without knowing this stuff. And this course is designed in such a way that you will actually use it. And what I mean by that is that this course uses advanced learning techniques so that you can really get to grips with the concepts we talk about as soon as possible, and you can start using them right now, today. And when you do start using these techniques, just imagine what it will be like and how you'll be able to change your life. Imagine the next time you're in Starbucks getting your morning coffee and you see that amazing girl or that good-looking guy that you've secretly been watching every time you go in there. And now, because you've taken the time to learn about human interaction and social dynamics, you now know exactly what you need to say to get that person instantly attracted to you. So let's say you quickly trigger the Empire Man technique to give yourself that instant rock-solid confidence that you need. And then you walk over there and you use one of the stealth openers that you've memorized from the Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 course. And then you instantly make them want to talk to you because you use the shadow technique and that instantly makes them like you. Then you use the looking glass technique to make them feel like you understand them more than anyone they've ever met. And then let's say you finish up using the October Man sequence to make them so turned on that they want to start making out with you right there in the middle of the shop. What will that be like when 2 months from now, this is what your life looks like? What will it be like when this is the reality you live in, because this is what your life will become if that's what you want? Because these techniques, 99.9% of the world have no idea that they even exist. So as you go through this course, don't be surprised if you begin to notice that these kind of situations are happening to you every day. And don't be surprised that you actually enjoy being in them, because you now possess the knowledge to control and bend any situation so that it suits you, so that you can finally get what you want out of life. Alright, so before I dig right into the course, I want to tell you what's possible when you use this knowledge. With Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0, you can make people treat you like a celebrity. You can go to a busy restaurant, and if you want the hostess to seat you immediately, then that's no big deal. If you want to go to a bar and get free drinks, then that's easy. If you want to get a new widescreen TV for half off, then you can do that. If you want to make someone fall in love with you, then you will know the exact steps you need to take to make that a reality. If you want to make someone forget any event in time or any piece of information, then this is the course for you. If you want to get your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend back, then we have techniques for that. And we're going to be covering all of that and a lot more in this course. So by the time you reach the last audio in this course, you will know the exact steps you need to take to achieve anything you want, so that all that's left to do is go out there and take action. Now, one thing I will say is that this course is not just a collection of advanced techniques that let you hypnotize, persuade, and control someone's mind. Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 is a lot more than that. It's about building a lifestyle for yourself where you can walk through life with the right mindset so that people naturally allow themselves to be influenced by you, where people naturally find themselves attracted to you, and where people naturally turn to you as the leader and as the alpha of any situation. And one more thing I want you to understand is that these techniques are a lot more powerful when you really have an understanding of how and why they work. Because that is when true mastery comes into play. When you can walk into any situation and you know exactly what to say and exactly what to do to control the social dynamic and to get people reacting to you. And that is my goal for you, to get you to that point. So with Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0, anything is possible. All you need to do is just become aware of what it is that you want, and then just break down the steps that you will need to get you there. Black Ops Hypnosis is about being more aware than anyone else you meet. It's about outthinking, outplanning, and it's about being 50 moves ahead of anyone you happen to come across. And once the information inside Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 has been downloaded into your brain, then you will feel a change inside yourself. And the best way to describe it is it's almost like seeing the Matrix. So if you've ever seen the Matrix, at the end when Neo realizes that he's the one and that he's able to see the code that makes up the world, well, that's what this is like. It's like everything just slows down and you can see all the pieces as they fit together, and you can understand in an instant how to manipulate a situation to make it go your way, or how to persuade someone to do whatever it is that you want them to do. With Black Ops Hypnosis, anything is possible. The good news is that over the course of these audios, you will learn everything that you need to know to get you to this point. So right now, I'm going to go into detail about exactly how this course is laid out, because I designed this course to give you the biggest results in the shortest amount of time. So what I've done is I've broken the course down into sections, so that you can learn each lesson in a step-by-step process. So that with each part of the course, you learn something new, and with each step you take, the techniques will get more advanced. So each recording is directly focused on one part of Black Ops Hypnosis. So the entire Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 course is laid out in a linear way. And as I said, the deeper we dig into the course, the more advanced the concepts we talk about. So a lot of them will require you to spend a little more time to really internalize and to really understand how to use the techniques. And with each audio, we first of all go into detail about the particular concept or technique so that you have a full understanding of exactly what the technique is, how it works, and how you can put it to work for you. And once you understand all of those things, I then give you an example of how the technique works so that you can see how all the pieces fit together. Then I will break down each example for you and I'll tell you, here's what I'm saying here, here's why I'm saying it, so that you can really begin to understand why these techniques work, and then your mind will begin to understand in even more detail how you can use these same techniques in your life anytime you want. And the thing is, once you get to this point of the course, you will begin to understand how these principles work, and you'll see people using different forms of these techniques in everyday life. The thing is, a lot of times people just don't know they're using it. Because a lot of the techniques we will discuss in this Black Ops Hypnosis 2.0 course have been backwards engineered from social situations. And one of the things you'll discover is that mastering this stuff is all about thinking more than anyone else, being more aware than anyone else, and automatically breaking down social dynamics so you can control anyone you want, anytime, anywhere. And that leads me to the next section of the course, which I call the homework section. But this is fun homework. I'll be giving you assignments that will get you out there in the real world and using these techniques. So the way it works is you'll have a normal conversation with someone. It could be someone you know, or it could be a complete stranger. And don't worry, we will go through techniques that will allow you to walk up to a complete stranger and start a conversation where they actually want to talk to you. And it's easy when you know how. So you will have a normal conversation with this person, and you'll be using one or more of the techniques, and they'll have no idea that you're doing it, and you will see the results right in front of your eyes. And I truly believe that this is the most powerful part of this course, as it will give you a positive feedback loop. Now, if you don't know what a positive feedback loop is, it's basically where you go out and you do something, and when you get a positive result, your mind tells you, wow, this is working, this feels good. So then you do the same things even more, with even more confidence, and then you see it working again, but because of your new confidence, it works even better. And this is the beauty of a positive feedback loop, because it's a continuous process, and it just keeps getting more and more powerful. So the more you do something, the better at it you will become. And that is something that I want you to remember as you go through this course. Alright, so right now I'm going to talk about why Black Ops hypnosis is so powerful compared to regular hypnosis. So one thing you definitely need to understand is that Black Ops hypnosis is so powerful because it's evolved over the years to go from mainly consisting of techniques for covert hypnosis and persuasion to techniques to completely take control of every area of your life. And the reason why it's become so powerful is because it's evolved and become a combination of the four most effective, most persuasive backgrounds. So Black Ops hypnosis is actually a combination of hypnosis, NLP, seduction, and social engineering. So the first background is obviously hypnosis. And there's going to be some really advanced hypnotic techniques that I want to get into later in the course. And we're going to talk about instant covert trance inductions that you can use out there in the real world, and then you can use amnesia to make a person forget everything that's just happened, which is so powerful because no one will have any idea that you've even hypnotized them. And it gets even more powerful when you combine this type of hypnosis with all the elements of NLP, seduction, and social engineering. And that's the reason why it's still a very important part of this system. Next is NLP. Now, for those of you who don't already know, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it was originally developed in the 1970s. And as a lot of you probably know, NLP got its roots from hypnosis anyway, but in many ways, it's very different, and there's some major parts of NLP that have become essential to Black Ops hypnosis, like anchoring and eye accessing cues, and they're both things which we will be talking about throughout this course. The third major part is seduction. And back in the day when Black Ops hypnosis was first being developed, it was obvious that one of the most powerful persuasion skills to acquire was seduction. Because if you can seduce someone, then they will follow you anywhere, they will do anything you ask, and they will be completely under your control. And the fourth part of Black Ops hypnosis is social engineering, which is all about covertly manipulating people into doing something or into making them give you something. And this type of psychological manipulation is all based on specific attributes of human decision-making known as cognitive biases. And the way it works is these biases are exploited in various combinations and in various ways to make it a lot easier to get whatever it is you want from someone. So it's really powerful stuff, and that is why we use it as part of Black Ops hypnosis. So Black Ops hypnosis is the most powerful form of influence and persuasion out there, because you have the four major persuasion backgrounds of hypnosis, NLP, seduction, and social engineering, all working together to create something which is 10 times more powerful than anything else out there right now. And when you learn the techniques in this course, you're able to control any social dynamic, any person, any group of people, or any situation covertly. You can come in completely under the radar, so no one has any idea you're even doing anything. And that's why it's so devastatingly powerful. So right now, I want to go into detail about exactly what hypnosis is, because I know a lot of people who are listening to the course right now are absolute beginners, and they don't really know much about hypnosis. And their only knowledge of it is from what they've seen on TV or from what they've read online. So with this section of the course, I'm going to dig deep into the truth about hypnosis so that we can get rid of any misconceptions you might have about it. And by the end of this section, you will have a much better understanding about what exactly is possible with hypnosis and why it works. So the easiest way for me to get you to understand what hypnosis really is for me to tell you that trance is something that we go in and out of all the time. So if you've ever been daydreaming, watching TV, or driving a car, and you've just zoned out completely, and you've been in a trance, and that's exactly what hypnosis is. So you know that trance-like state when you're sitting there, and your mind just starts to drift away, and you're thinking about something completely different to what you're doing. When you're driving, you're not even thinking about it, and before you know it, you've driven miles past your destination. Well, that's how natural trance states are. But what hypnosis does is actually trigger those states. Hypnosis puts you into a state where you're completely relaxed, and when we're relaxed, our critical factor is turned off. So what is the critical factor? Everybody has a critical factor, and it's that part of your brain that accepts or rejects information and decides whether or not that information is allowed to get to the subconscious mind. Also, the critical factor checks whether or not the information that's being given is in line with the beliefs, values, and ways of thinking previously stored within the subconscious mind. So as an example, if somebody walks up to you and they're holding a shoe in their hand and they tell you, "Here, I got you an ice cream," and then they hand you the shoe, it's your critical mind that tells you that this information is wrong and a shoe is not actually an ice cream. A shoe is in fact a shoe and it's something that you wear on your foot. So the critical mind rejects that information, and it does not allow that information to access the subconscious mind. So at the same time, when somebody tells you, "Here, I've got you an ice cream," and it is in fact an ice cream that they're holding in their hand, then again, it's the critical mind that accepts that information as true, and so it lets that into the subconscious mind. So basically, what the critical factor does is it distinguishes between what you already feel to be true about yourself, others in the world, and it labels most of the other information that is not in line with your previously held beliefs as not true. So when the critical factor is turned off, the mind is open to suggestion. It makes a person extremely suggestible. And that's what hypnosis does. It turns off a person's critical factor, and it puts them into a highly suggestible state. And that's exactly why we can use it to change a person's beliefs. So if you wanted to use hypnosis to make someone believe that a shoe was actually an ice cream, then you can do that. Or if you want to make someone think that a glass of vinegar is actually a glass of Pepsi, then you can do that. Alright, so by now you should have a pretty good understanding of exactly what hypnosis is. And we're getting to the end of this introduction. So I just want to give you some closing words. And the first thing that I want you to understand is that if you keep doing what you've always done, then you're going to keep getting the same results you've always gotten. So, what I'm going to ask you to do is just indulge some of my suggestions and try some new things over the next few weeks. And if you do, I promise you, you will see results. And just remember, there is no such thing as failure, only learning lessons. So the only time when you actually fail is when you give up.